I'm Dan Klefstad. Catholic dioceses across Illinois say they've developed a phased-in plan to reopen their churches in the coming weeks. That plan follows guidelines from the Illinois Department of Public Health and J.B. Pritzker's office. Governor Pritzker.
We advised them when they asked us for our advice, and that was it. And I'm actually very pleased. I think they did an excellent job with the plan that they put forward.
Illinois Catholic churches are allowed to gradually reopen for limited private services. Each church will have to certify they implemented public health requirements before larger services are held, and that includes holding webinar trainings for certain volunteers. Meanwhile, the Illinois Department of Employment Security is processing a record number of unemployment claims. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
Since March 1st, the department has processed more than 1 million unemployment claims. That's 10 times more claims than were processed last year. Spokesman Sam Salustro says a key focus has been upgrading state systems to process the filings.
Our goal here at the Department of Employment Security is to connect people with the benefits that they're owed, and we're working as hard as possible to do that. We've paid out over $1.7 billion in benefits to claimants since March 1st.
Federal programs have expanded the amount of time these benefits are active and who is eligible, such as contract workers. Salustro says IDES is also likely to hold various digital career fairs in the future. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
Illinois launched a new online portal for workers who may have lost their jobs or are transitioning to other fields during the pandemic. The website has links to job postings from a number of sources, as well as access to online courses and certification programs. Governor Pritzker says those sources are designed to help unemployed residents get back on their feet, and he adds 70 employers will host virtual job fairs through the new career portal, which can be found at illinois.gov/get-hired. Free course offerings from Coursera will be available at that website starting June 1st. The Illinois Marathon is canceled, according to an announcement from the organizers. The Champaign-Urbana-based race, which was scheduled to take place at the end of April, was initially postponed to the fall during the pandemic, due to the pandemic. But organizers say it has become clear it won't be safe to hold the race then either. Co-director Jan Seeley says those who registered can get credit toward the 2021 or 2022 marathon. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. More than 3,000 Illinois residents tested positive for COVID-19 over the last 24 hours. More than 100 new deaths were also recorded. That includes local cases of 14 new COVID-19 cases and 4 new deaths. More information on our website. House GOP members are unhappy with Governor Pritzker over his comments saying towns and businesses could be out of federal disaster money for coronavirus damages if they should open up on their own. State Representative Tim Butler from Springfield says the governor shouldn't send threats to businesses.
I don't think the governor should be threatening anyone on federal tax dollars that are passed through dollars to our communities. These are largely formula funds that get doled out on a lot of ways. And for the governor to hold that over our community's head, I think is ridiculous.
He fears that if businesses continue to wait, that many of them will be out of business. Illinois is launching a new workforce portal aimed at providing job training, job fairs, and job leads to people who are out of work because of COVID-19. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the Get Hired Illinois website yesterday. He says his top priority is supporting and protecting Illinois workers and their families.
And IDES has vastly expanded its systems and capabilities as part of that effort. But we can't stop there. It's critical that our state do everything possible to help our residents get back to work.
He admits there have been problems with the state's unemployment system as more than 1 million claims have been processed since March 1st. Get Hired Illinois. More details on our website.